Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
All right. Well, we're going to save the very, very best for last on the Monday scrum.
Reedy's mail. Chanel Harris-Tavita.
Yeah, what?
A little bit of a bombshell today. Chanel Harris-Tavita. There's a little story behind this. He's retiring at the end of the year. He's giving up rugby league, having a sabbatical.
Wow.
Yeah.
To
what,
do
like
what?
A holiday?
A holiday. He's going to travel the world and write.
To play footy?
He wants to write. No, he wants to write. Be a writer.
Funnily enough,
someone sent me a message last week on social media and said, a direct message, said Chanel Harris-Tavita is retiring to become a writer.
Is that like permanently or just having
I think he's going to see how it goes.
Okay.
So I got on to a mate of mine. I got him to call the Warriors and they said, look, he hasn't told his teammates yet. Can you just hold off? Don't do anything with the story. Just keep it under wraps and when the time comes, we'll help you. And then it's lo and behold, it's come out today. So we missed the boat there. But interesting one for him. Obviously,
you
what
know
is
what that's
his,
like saying?
What's that?
I had a tip for a horse on the weekend, but I forgot to tell you. Yeah.
So are you mad at yourself or are you mad at someone else?
I'm not really mad. A little disappointed.
But you're not in the business to be the first to break stories, are you?
And in a situation like this where he wanted to tell his teammates and you've got to be a bit
mad.
You know, I respect that. I respect you for that.
We did the honourable thing.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
Sometimes that doesn't get you far in life.
It doesn't, no, sadly, particularly in rugby league.
Yeah, but at least you know you can look yourself in the mirror and know that it was respectful.
He's not that old, Chanel, is he?
He's young. I think he's like 24, 25, maybe.
Do you know him very well?
Played a bit of footy with him, spent a bit of time in New Zealand camp with him. A really good kid. Yeah. A bit surprised, to be honest, by that news. He's got such a wonderful career ahead of him if he wants to, you know, and a great talent. Probably one of the best defensive halves in the competition anyway. You know, you can put a hit on. But sometimes, you know what, if he needs the break or feels like he needs to do that, then mentally it's hard to stop someone when they've made that decision.
It's a brave decision, don't you think? Because he's turned his back. He was off contract at the end of the year. The Warriors had offered him an extension. Yeah. He knocked that back.
One thing I will say, though, is like a lot of people think that footy is everything. And sometimes other people see footy as second fiddle to being happy. You know, so he probably wants to find that happiness. I don't know if he was happy now, but, you know, he wants to chase something else. Good luck to
him. Good on him.
Yeah.
The Dolphins.
They were actually looking at Chanel for a while there, but obviously he's going overseas, so that won't be happening. Ryan Madison, now, his future's still to be resolved, off contract at the end of the year. As I understand it, he's had pretty productive talks with Parramatta. They're trying hard to get a deal together to keep him at the club. But again, the Dolphins are just probably at the front of the queue there. They're circling him with real
intent.
He'd
be a good signing. He's been good the last
few
weeks.
He's been outstanding, hasn't he?
I think he's probably been one of their best players.
Do you think he pays a little bit for... I think he's played really well.
Yeah.
But now he's off contract, he's playing better?
No, I wasn't going to suggest that. No, I was going to suggest, do you think the fact that clubs aren't beating a path to his door is a little bit related to what's happened in the past with the West Tigers when he left there in pretty controversial circumstances? Do you think that hinders him a little bit in terms of...
I don't think so. Mm. No, I think clubs are, especially desperate clubs, if there's a player good enough and they want you, that you know they probably don't look at that. But I know Maddo very closely. He's not a bad guy. You know, he's a really good team man. When he's in your side, he gives you everything he's got. And I reckon over the last 3 weeks, he's probably been one of their best.
Yeah, and I think over the last 3 weeks, Parramatta's got more determination to try and keep him, given how well he's playing. And the Dolphins bench, been a mail on your bro,
really?
Jeremy Marshall King, going at him hard. What are you thinking?
Well, I hope so. Because he owes me a bit of cash.
What was that?
A few loans over his time.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
No. I don't know. I reckon he'd be good for them.
He's still got that option at the Dogs, but it looks like he'll be elsewhere.
Well, look, and this is not from him, but I think if I was him, it's a hard one because they got Reed Marnie coming, so he's either going to be on the bench or playing reserve grade to Reed, you know. So I guess you got to find an opportunity where you're going to be playing your best footy. I know what Wayne's like as a coach, so... Mm. If that is the case, I'll tell him to go there. Yeah, for sure.
And then the family happy to go up there?
Hell no.
Right.
Oh, who? His family?
His family.
Oh, of course. Yeah, mate. Wherever the money is, they're going.
So the Dolphins are probably leading. They're probably in front on both those guys, Ryan Madison and Jeremy Marshall King. Been a lot of talk about them not signing players, but, you know, they're working pretty hard in the market. They're signing a lot of young kids at the moment, the Dolphins. They're making sure they're future-proofing that club, you know, for the next five years.
For them, like, I don't think the priority is to be successful in the first year.
No.
You know, and it doesn't have to be because the expectation's not that. But eventually, they'll put it together.
Yeah.
You know, Wayne's too big of a draw card and the opportunity to... Brisbane lifestyle, and I'm talking from a money point of view, is so much cheaper to live. You know, and that's appealing to some players. And it's also quieter. It's not Sydney.
Yep.
You don't have to be around Reedy's Mail.
Your Peeper Dell up there, please.
Yeah. Oh, it's worse. Yeah, true. Got me.
No rest.
Mm. All right, well done.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.